Hello, my name is Kelly Monahan. I live at 37 Grimes Hill Road in Orford, New Hampshire, 03777. I own 8.6 acres up the western side of Echo Hill, overlooking the Connecticut River and the Palisade of Sawyer Mountain. I spoke in Lincoln Wednesday in my capacity as your Grafton County Register of Deeds. I spoke about taxes and land value and New Hampshire's self-sufficient nature. Today, I will speak from a different perspective, that of a person who has spent 46 years interacting and observing and working with the plant and animal kingdoms. Starting as a five-year-old flower child, with my germinating my first bean seed in kindergarten, all the way through a career in horticulture, to the last 13 years spent building a wildlife habitat on my organic farm, I have found myself most comfortable in nature. Much has already been said in consideration for our bird kingdom. I would like to cover the other bees, butterflies, bats, and bees. As a member of the Xerces Society, a nonprofit organization committed to the protection of the pollinators of our planet, I would respectfully request that the DOE complete a full study into the effects of the intensity of this electricity on the navigational ability of these flying creatures. Any skilled pilot knows how to avoid areas that disrupt their radar and navigational instruments. I've included a German study that suggests a possible link between the decline of honeybee population and electromagnetic fields. This concept is just beginning to be explored. I respectfully request of the DOE to make a complete study into the possible crop loss from reduction pollination on agricultural land that is within 1 mile of the corridor of the proposed ROWs. The crops I would like studied are apples, pears, blueberries, strawberries, pumpkins, tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, all varieties of squashes and gourds. These crops depend on pollinators. I respectfully request of the DOE to make a complete study of the impact that the electrical pollution of these towers would have on our fragile and declining bat population. One bat can eat half its weight in mosquitoes per night. I respectfully request of the DOE to make a complete study of the effects of hummingbirds and their migratory paths that could be disrupted by the proposed towers. I respectfully request of the DOE to make a complete study of the potential mortality of the peregrine falcon and the American bald eagle when using these ROWs in flight. In closing, I respectfully point out to the DOE that this project has already been shown to be unfit for New Hampshire, and the request that the presidential permit needs to cross the border be denied.
Thank you for your comments.